Blog Talk Radio. Email me at WELDONR112@gmail.com. Or if you want me to guest call in, 646-915-9934. Once again, 646-915-9934. If you want to be a guest caller, food for the soul menu, shrimp Alfredo, swash and zucchini mix, and for dessert, blackberry cobbler. For today's drink, strawberry lemonade. And you can find the recipes on my website at chefremotewelding.com. So check it out. I hope you enjoy it. Food for the soul thought. What does love have to do with it? Today's food for the soul thought is going to be tied in with the subject, abuse is not love. That's why I said, what does love have to do with it? See, when somebody abuses you, that means they don't love themselves. Because one of the first 10 commandments is, love thy neighbor like I love thyself or myself. The first commandment is love. See, a lot of people don't even love themselves anymore. They don't even know their real value. There's nothing worse than two half people trying to get into a relationship and trying to make it whole. That's the problem going on in today's society. That's why divorce, people so quick to get a divorce, because they don't put nothing in nothing. That's the problem. You got to be better, people. You have to know that. You have to love yourself before you can love somebody. Two broken people don't make it whole. And yes, we all work in progress. That's true. Everybody got their own faults. But guess what? What are you really looking for when you get into a relationship with somebody? See, that's the thing. You can't get more than what you put into it out of it. And see, that's what I feel messed up. They come in half-heartedly. Come in looking for a way out. And when they get that way out, you know, they run with it. And that's what's going on right now with today's world. Everybody wants what they want when they want it. Nobody wants to add value to anything. But they want to take away. You can't take away all the time. You have to. It's so important to add to somebody and not just take away. And I know you're saying, what does that have to do with abuse? There's all kinds of ways. There's mental abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse. It's crazy, but I never seen nobody that loved themselves abuse other people. People that, you got to look for somebody that always try to build people up. Things that will make your friendships or your relationship strong is communication. You have to talk to the person you're dating or dealing with. You can't hold secrets or hide stuff. You have to share yourself. Nowadays, people don't want to share it themselves. A relationship is more than somebody taking you out to dinner, getting your nails done, paying your bills, giving you good sex. I know you think that's important, but it's a part of the deal. You got to have faith. You got to have respect. Y'all got to act as one body, one mind, one soul. It can't be a division, or it won't work. And I know nowadays that women abuse men as well as men abuse women. But
people that abuse people, they do it out of hurt. They do it out of pain. They do it out of anger. It's all kind of reasons that people abuse other people. And abuse is not love. I don't care what anybody say. Abuse is not love. If y'all spend more time arguing and fighting and cussing each other out, that's not love. That's not a relationship. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love is forgiving. Love is meek. They don't have any malice. See, like I say, the first commandment is love thy neighbor like I love myself.
And see, a lot of people not loving nobody.
They're not even loving themselves. They're not taking care of their body. They're not eating right. They're not doing right. They're just doing whatever, wherever, and whenever. Sad situation the world is in today. If you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934. If you have any questions or feedback, WELDONR112@gmail.com. Once again, that's WELDONR112@gmail.com. I know you say he loves me because he wants to spend all his time with me. He don't want me to be with my family or friends. He always comes to my job. That's the sign of abuse. You might not think so, but in the beginning, it's cute. But when he hits you that first time, you overlook it, or you just ignore it, or you hear some words. You don't pay no attention. But let me tell you something. If somebody truly loves you, they do not tear you down. They build you up. They make you feel like Superwoman or Superman. But see, what's in a person's mind or heart will come out. It will come to pass. And you can't. They can't hide it. People can't hide themselves. And when you see that person's true self, don't knock it lightly or take it for a joke or take it for something to play with. You better be a detective because your life could be on the line. Never get comfortable or complacent when it comes to your health or your well-being and thinking, oh, well, it's my fault or, you know, if I would have did something different, it wouldn't hit me or, you know, it'll get better. It don't get no better. It get a lot worse. Why do you think so many people in body bags in the ground right now? Because people try to tell them, leave that person, let it go. They won't do it. They stick right with it. A girl, I invest my time in this. Sometimes you got to know when to walk away. Sometimes walking away is the best thing to do. It's better to walk away or be carried by a six. You telling me your life, your relationship is worth your life? You telling me getting black eyes, going to the hospital, getting banged up, getting beat up is worth your life? Your body is worth your relationship? Man, come on, you got to use your head. That first time that person slap you, leave. Run away. Don't let it happen again. Don't take it for a joke because a lot of times people take things to play with. Abuse is not love. Only hurt people. Hurt people, remember that. Once again, if you want to get a guest call in, 646-915-9934. Email weldonr112@gmail.com. You got to be with somebody that's going to build you up, help you out, encourage you, enlighten you. It's about making you a better you. It's not about tearing you down. You can't, y'all can't, y'all, everybody walking around on eggshells in the house because somebody might act a fool. It has to be balanced in your relationship. I mean, sure, y'all going to disagree, but it's how you disagree that matter. If somebody got to break stuff or destroy stuff or throw you through a wall, that ain't no good. People, y'all got to do better. You got to realize what's going on. Don't be afraid to leave somebody because they're hurting you. Remember this. It's better to walk away than be carried away. Because there are some, you know, a lot of times we spend all our time and energy with the wrong person. We put all our energy in the wrong thing because it look good, it feel good, but it's no good for you. We all do that. I don't know why we do that. But when you got somebody that pay attention to you, listen to you, admire you, you don't want that. You feel like I'm not sexually attracted to that person, so I don't want that relationship. But can I ask you a question? What do you do when the sex go? You still need to have a relationship with that person. You still got to have some common ground. They see a lot of time people talk this talk, walk this walk, and say, I'm godly and I'm holy, but your actions don't speak it. You do everything the opposite. You know the one thing about something I learned? That faith is having discipline, morals, and values. What is your morals and your values? What's your placement? Where do you put value at? Do you put value on sex? Do you put value on love? Or communication? See, you gotta do a lot to build stuff. It don't happen overnight. It don't happen in an instant. Everything takes time. But see, we want everything so quick now. We want to fall in love fast. We want to rush to get married fast. The quicker you fall in love, the quicker you fall out of love. You didn't take time to learn that person. And you screw up. You're getting too old to be screwing up. You're getting too old to be falling from one bad apple to another, from one bad relationship to another. I mean, you got to look at that person's resume. That resume means a whole lot. But do we take time to look at the resume? We get caught up in what we can show to our girlfriends, what we can show to our boyfriends. You get caught up in a person's title. You get caught up in a person's job. But then you get caught up into a mess. And that's why I'm getting people in these sticky situations. Because abuse is not love. Don't let people trick you or lure you into a trap with shiny things. Guest calling is 646-915-9934. Email me at wldonr112@gmail.com. Remember this. Respect, honor, trust, communication, love, do not equal black eye, broken arm, broken leg, trips to the ER. See, a person that's secure in themselves don't have time to be jealous of you or try to make you feel insecure. But insecure people make other people feel insecure. You are what you feed yourself. Take time out to do a reevaluation of your relationship to see where it's going. Because if it ain't going nowhere, why are you there? That's my question. Why are you really there? Just to say you got somebody because you don't want to be alone, so you just pick up any old body because you want to have sex so bad you can't hold out, so you just deal with it. In your mind, it'll get better. This won't last always. When you spend so much time with the wrong person, the right person can't come alone. You keep forgetting that. You're killing time. You could have been happy over here, but you choose to be over there. So sad that people keep making the same mistake over and over and over again because they don't want to be alone or they don't want to wait on the right person to come along. So they just jump from one thing to the other. They jump from bad to worse. They jump out the pot into the fire. You got to know when to hold out. Sometimes standing still is the best thing to do, is just stand still. Hold your peace. Just hold out. Staying power is very important. It really is.
RD, Colombia.
Remember this. If a person is crazy enough to pull a knife on you, pull a gun on you, they're not afraid to use it. Remember that. If they got that much anger in them to pull weapons on you, they're going to use them. I don't want to see nobody get put in a body bag because of a thing called love, because they let their pride get in the way of them leaving a relationship that wasn't right from the get-go. I don't understand why people keep doing that. They put their children on the line. They put their families on the line for this thing called love. Love covers a multitude of sins. True indeed. But please don't let one of those sins be your own murder. You got to know better than that. You got to love yourself to know when to let go and let God. You got to know when to pray about these things. You got to know when to have faith. See, God going to give you that person for you, but you got to know when that person is for you. That's what a lot of people screwed up at. They're dating people for other people. They want somebody to look good on their own. So that means you got low self-esteem with yourself. And see, that's where the problem with abuse comes in at. Low self-esteem. Ignorance. Lack of education. If a person abusing drugs or selling drugs, do you really want that in your life as well? No, you don't. So why do you deal with it? If you know you don't smoke, why are you out there dating a smoker? I'm just wondering why. Why would you do that? You know you don't smoke. That's not in you. You don't smoke weed. You don't smoke cigarettes. You don't smoke cigars. You don't club. But you date somebody that do all of that. But you say, I'm not trying to judge nobody. But y'all not evenly yoked. That's another part of you. I have nothing in common, but you're still trying to make the relationship work because you got two lonely people that do not want to be alone. Better get past that. Once again, to be a guest caller, 646-915-9934. Email me at WLDONR112@gmail.com. To my brother, happy birthday to you. I wish you well. Good luck. I hope you have a bunch of success. Make a lot of money. Buy a house. Get married. Have some kids. You know, things that young people do. I want everybody else to hold out. Keep the faith. Don't fall into traps. Don't get caught up in the shiny things. Be good to each other. Be kind. Be merciful because, like I say, abuse is not love. It's really not. So, make sure when you meet somebody, you know that person for you. By how they talk and how they treat you. If they treat you like a king or a queen and give you respect and treat you like somebody and don't treat you bad and build you up, that's love. But we shall see. Hope you enjoy the show. And if you have any questions or feedback, hit me up at 646-915-9934. I'm always here for you. Remember that. Keep listening to the show because you'll be surprised at what some people are going through and do not want to talk about. You'll be surprised. You really will. This has been a show on abuse and not love. Like I said, the first commandment is love thy neighbor like I love myself. That means you're supposed to treat your neighbor with goodness. You don't treat them any old kind of way. You don't cuss them out. You don't feed them bad stuff. Because that's what you're supposed to do. Treat each other with love and kindness. And have mercy on each other. But we're trying to kill each other. Next week's show. Have a great day. Know that love breaks every chain. Thanks for dropping by. This is the chef for Remote Clean Welding. Once again, abuse is not love. Happy birthday to my brother. Love you. Be good. Peace.